Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 24 regarding Alma, A-L-M-A, Hollingsworth, H-O-L-L-I-N-G-S-W-O-R-T-H. Alma Hollingsworth is a 74-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on both 8-17-19 and 1-28-20. Paired, she relates she performed the same mechanism of injury on each occasion, trying to help up a client who had fallen. Paired, she felt a pulling sensation, believing she injured her arm, comma, shoulder, comma, neck, comma, back, comma, and finger. Period. She did not indicate if she went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appears she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her first claim petition, she alleged on 8-17-19 she was lifting a patient, causing injuries to her left shoulder, comma, arm, comma, and neck. Period. Her second claim petition alleges on 1-28-20, she was lifting a patient and injured her back. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show she was seen at Lord's Emergency Room on 9-2-19. Period. She was diagnosed with arthritis or arthralgia, as well as radiculopathy, and prescribed ibuprofen. Period on 9-16-19, she was seen at the emergency room again, and underwent a CAT scan of the cervical spine to be inserted. Period, she was treated and released with the diagnosis of cervical radiculopathy and cervical spondylosis. Period. New paragraph. On 9-23-19, the petitioner was seen at Concentra with a new injury on her left shoulder. Period, a client fell and she was trying to assist him and help him up. Period, she was seen by her primary care physician in the emergency room. Period, she was given tramadol and ibuprofen and had images done. Period. She complained of left shoulder pain and went to the emergency room on 9-2-19, period. Her primary care physician actually referred her to a neurologist, period. She later returned to the emergency room on 9-16-19 and underwent a CAT scan, period. After evaluation, she was diagnosed with left shoulder strain and left cervical radiculopathy. Period, she is prescribed methylprednisolone and physical therapy. Period. She followed up in this practice over the next several months. Period on 10-3-19. She was seen by Dr. Long, L-O-N-G. Period. On 10-11-19, she was seen by Ms. Butler, stating she had a little pain in her arm but was feeling okay. Period. She was again prescribed medication and physical therapy for diagnoses of left cervical radiculopathy and strain of the left shoulder and strain of the right thumb. Period. New paragraph. On 10-14-19, an MRI of the left shoulder was done to be inserted here. Period, she returned to Concentra on 10-17-19 to have these results discussed with Dr. Long. Period. The petitioner also related she had a CAT scan on 9-26-19 of her neck. Period. The MRI showed multiple tears of the rotator cuff tendons. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. paragraph. She was seen in that regard by Dr. Lipschultz in the same practice on 10/22/19 period. Cervical range of motion was mildly restricted. Period. She had gross lethal slash 5 strengths in the upper extremities, except for weakness in the left triceps. Appeared to have complained of altered sensation in the index through the long fingers. Appeared his assessment was cervical sprain and strain with aggravation of pre-existing degenerative changes in the cervical spine and a left upper extremity radiculopathy. Appeared he started her on meloxicam and Neurontin and to begin physical therapy on her neck. Period. She saw Dr. Lipschultz through 12/10/19. That day, she had excellent range of motion of her neck. Period, Sperling's sum was still mildly positive. Period, she still continues to complain of numbness and tingling in the hand. Period, she had not had an MRI of the neck or EMG of the upper extremities. Period, she apparently was unable to attend an EMG because it was in the morning during her working hours. Period, she stated her work hours had been adjusted. Period, hopefully she would have the time to attend physical therapy and undergo her diagnostic studies. Period, in light of the fact her cervical motion appeared to be normal, he was going to hold off on the MRI. Period, however, he did want her to complete the EMG and participate in physical therapy. Period, she was to return in 3 weeks for follow-up. Period, new paragraph on 2/4/20. The petitioner returned to Dr. Lipschultz, continuing to complain of left upper extremity discomfort. Period. She was in significant discomfort that day. Period, she informed him that she recently hurt her low back and had low back pain with radicular pain down her left leg. Period. He noted a CAT scan of the cervical spine revealed no evidence of acute fracture, but there were more mild degenerative changes. Paired MRI of the left shoulder revealed degenerative changes at the AC joint with arthritic changes at the glenohumeral joint. Paired there were signs of rotator cuff tendonitis with intrasubstance tearing. Paired she had also undergone an EMG by Dr. Shaw that found an acute left C7 radiculopathy. Paired Dr. Lipschultz adjusted her medication to Lyrica. Period, she was looking into a new claim for her back. Period. She followed up regularly with Dr. Lipschultz and his colleagues at Concentra. Period. She was rendered a diagnosis of lumbar radiculopathy for which cyclobenzaprine was ordered. Period, additional physical therapy was also ordered. Period. She saw Ms. Butler on 3/23/20 relative to her lower back. Period, she was started on lidocaine external patch as well as naproxen. Period, she was to continue physical therapy. And follow up in 5 to 7 days. Period, new paragraph. However, on 3/24/20, she was seen again by Dr. Lipschultz. For her left upper extremity. Period, she related overall it was doing much better. Period, she still had some mild numbness in her left hand, but did not have neck pain. Period, she was not complaining of pain in the arm. Period, he noted the results of her EMG as well as the MRI on the left shoulder done on 3/11/20. Scratch the MRI of the cervical spine done on 3/11/20. Period, this revealed multi-level disc herniations from C3-4 through C6-7. This is most significant at C3-4 and C5-6, where there was a degree of central as well as foraminal stenosis. Paired at C5-6, there was moderate left neuroforaminal stenosis. Paired mostly, these changes obviously are degenerative. Period. A major complaint on this occasion was left-sided low back pain and left leg pain, unrelated to the incident involving her arm. Paired relative to the shoulder and arm, he recommended observation and cleared her for full duty. Paired, she was to return in 3 weeks. Paired, on 3:30:20, she was seen by Mr. Bennett regarding her lower back. Paired, she was again cleared for modified activities. Paired, she followed up through 4:06:20, and was referred for orthopedic consultation relative to her lower back. Paired in paragraph, she then saw Dr. Lipschultz on 4:14:20 relative to the lower back injury that reportedly occurred on 1:28:20. Paired, he wrote the left side of low back pain and left leg pain were much better. Paired, she was ambulating normally. Paired, she had been cleared for full duty but was not working and never returned back to work at the employer. Paired, he wanted to see her again in about a month. Paired, she returned on 5:12:20 and was not complaining of significant neck or shoulder pain. Paired, she had good cervical and shoulder motion with no significant weakness. Paired, she still had intermittent numbness in her left hand. Paired, overall, he was happy with how she had done and discharged her from care. Paired, physical exam. General appearance, she wore a wig and her hair teased upwards with hairspray. Paired, extremities upper. Left shoulder adduction was full to 50 degrees but elicited tenderness. Paired, motion of the left shoulder was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Paired, motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering or locking. Paired shoulder maneuvers, there were positive Hawkins and cross-arm abductions maneuvers, which were negative on the right. Extremities lower, she remained in her pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Paired, otherwise, this was normal. Cervical active extension and left side bending were at 40 degrees. Paired, right side bending, comma, flexion, comma, and bilateral rotation were full. Paired, she was tender to palpation at the left posterior trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic, she had moderate spasm of the left interscapular musculature, but none on the right. Lumbosacral, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 80 degrees. Paired extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. And the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Alma Hollingsworth, a 74-year-old woman, alleges to have been injured at work on 8/17/19 and 1/28/20. Period. She evidently saw her personal physician after the first event. Period. She then went to the emergency room on 9/2/19. Period. She returned there on 9/16/19 and had a cervical spine CAT scan to be inserted here. Paired, she followed up at Concentra and was treated over the next several months. Paired, she had a left shoulder MRI on 10/14/19 to be inserted here. Paired, after the incident of 1/28/20, she had additional conservative care. Paired, She evidently did have a lumbar MRI, whose result will be inserted here. Period. Over the course of time and consultation with Dr. Lipschultz, the petitioner reported significant improvement in both her neck, shoulder, and arm symptoms, along with her back and left leg symptoms. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found she had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, consistent with her age. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders, namely Hawkins and cross-thumb adduction, elicited tenderness. Period. There was full range of motion of the lower extremities. Period. Sperling's maneuver and neural tension signs in the lumbar spine were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is no more than 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. Similarly, there's minimal disability involving her lower back. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. She has achieved and maintained an excellent functional result, as reflected in her ability to work in her the same full duty capacity with the insured that she did before the subject events. Period. End.